Cooking with Crimpy on Nelson's Newstalk ZB.
And just before Crimpy comes back, Bill, one question. You talked about importing from Canada in places. In what form do you import, or are they processed before they come over, or do you do it when they arrive?
They have to be processed before they come over. So they're processed and they arrive, and then they're stored and then repacked from bulk into Sujon packaging. For the domestic market. Yeah.
That was a very good question, Ferg.
Thank you.
I should have asked that question, but you thought of it first.
So
you don't have plants overseas, you have other people contracted out?
They have growers overseas who are the products. John and Sue actually go to the farms themselves, have a look, meet the people, have a look at their operation and say, yep, we're happy to stick our sort of brand behind it. And then so the product's picked, processed, frozen, and then brought out to New Zealand.
So John and Sue could make one of those ads to go on TV, like the Indian guy where he runs around and picks a leaf and says only the very best.
That's it.
It's a personal endorsement. So it's good to see that they're... Well, you have to be out there in the field, I guess, for quality control, don't you? You have to make sure you are sourcing the best. Now, tell us about these black currants, because it was fascinating. I didn't realise that they were so popular, and then they're grown here in Nelson.
Well, it's an incredible New Zealand story in the making, and you got to go back in 1835 when Charles Darwin arrived in New Zealand. He actually sort of had a look at some colonial gardens, and he listed a whole lot of things, and here were black currants being grown. So they've been in New Zealand from the earliest sort of English settlers, and over the years they've just been quietly sort of been grown by people. They've been a mainstay of sort of kitchen remedies in early times. It's always virtually been people would pick black currants and produce jam with them. Then in the 40s, the Ribena thing happened after the World War II. During World War II, there was a huge shortage of vitamin C in the UK, and the Ribena company was commissioned to produce the high vitamin C cordial. That was a major success story. New Zealand started producing black currants for Ribena, and the focus was always on producing a beautiful colour. And then the last sort of 10 years, we've found that that beautiful colour is the result of the presence in the black currants of anthocyanins. And these are a very unique form of antioxidant with some amazing sort of health values that's still being discovered. But anyway, so come into the year 2000 and there's a... back in the 1980s, blueberries were becoming world famous, and they were the reason for this word superfruit being coined. And so everyone knows about blueberries, and then a New Zealand blackcurrant farmer thought, hey, if blueberries are good, I wonder if blackcurrants are better, and he commissioned some research into blackcurrants, and we found out that blackcurrants can have four times the health values of blueberries. So this is quite amazing. Around that time, a big Japanese company was looking at producing a whole range of products with blueberries in it. They heard about the New Zealand research and switched their focus to New Zealand blackcurrants. They found that blackcurrants grown elsewhere didn't produce the same health values. And it's just taken, New Zealand blackcurrants and the exports to Japan has just taken off, and Sujon's a key to that. That's why they've got this incredible new processing plant in Nelson. And so they're processing New Zealand crop for the Japanese market. Most of the blackcurrants that go to Japan are turned into supplements and concentrates, and young women will actually drink the blackcurrant juice before at breakfast to give themselves beautiful eyes during the day, which sounds a bit corny, but it's actually scientifically proven.
I think anything that has something to do with beautiful young woman and bright eyes adds credibility to anything, really. Bill, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I think we'll have you back at a later stage to follow up on the black currant story, because what an amazing story, and to find that we have something here in good old Nelson that is not found anywhere else in the world.
That's it.
Bill Floyd from Sujon Berries. Thank you. Goodbye.
See you later.